This episode is for the writer stuck in decision paralysis. You secretly, or not so secretly, know what you want, but owning that and taking action on it is another matter altogether. You have this dream, but don't know what to do next, or if you should even take yourself seriously in the first place. This episode is tailor-made for you, so let's go. You are listening to the Memoir Method Podcast, the place for writers, readers, and anyone who appreciates the collective power of our stories. In this podcast, we explore the impact of memoir alongside an examination of writing techniques and strategies used in the genre. Whether you are a writer looking for inspiration and guidance or a passionate reader seeking meaningful connections through shared experiences, the Memoir Method Podcast is your go-to conversation spot. I'm your host, Charlotte, editor, writer, and the heart behind Bookish Edits. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get started. Sometimes memoir writers hadn't considered themselves writers before thinking to write a memoir. This isn't always the case, but it happens. And this can cause a significant creative block, both in mindset and in skill set. So maybe this is you. Maybe you hadn't really considered yourself a writer before thinking to write your memoir. And now you're like, well, what do I do now? Or maybe you are a writer who is knee-deep in draft 8 of your memoir. You kind of feel like you are out of your depth. You don't know what to do next. You've done all this work and feel like you haven't really produced anything. And a big part of you wonders if you should just call it and hide your draft in an obscure folder on your computer, forgetting you ever tried this in the first place. Maybe you're feeling pretty confident already and want this episode to confirm what your inner knowing is telling you. You are meant to write your story. Wherever you are as a writer, however you see yourself, whether I completely nailed it for you or you're somewhere in the middle, wherever you are, this episode is for you, because the truth about memoir writing is that it is as much a mind game as it is about the words that you actually put onto the page. So no more delay, let's get into it. 5.5 signs that you're ready to write your memoir. Number 1, you can't stop thinking about it. Or maybe the thought, maybe I should write a memoir, isn't constant, but it is persistent. No matter how many times you try to dismiss it, that idea keeps circling back. Maybe some people have told you that you should write a memoir, so you've heard it from other people. But no matter what, this is the earworm that you can't get out. This maybe started out as just an idea, but now is maybe a dream and a desire. And it's not going anywhere, even though you don't really know what to do with it. Number 2, you are far out enough from your experience to notice the message in the mess. We've all been through stuff. We've all been through hard things. And I'm guessing that you've been able to lead yourself through some pretty amazing things and come out better on the other end. One day, you wake up and realize that, hey, I think I'm well into healing. This thing that happened to me doesn't hurt quite so much anymore. Isn't that amazing when we get to that place? It feels so good. It feels so good. And this is key for a memoir writer. Because if there's one reason why I advise a writer to wait on their memoir, it's that they're too close to the material. We need space and time from what we're writing about, especially when we are writing our own stories, and especially when we're writing our own pain. Your healing needs to come before your writing. So if you notice that the story you've been carrying feels a little less heavy than it used to, your memoir journey might be closer than you think. Sign number 3. You have a smattering of files on your computer with some writing, but you haven't really done anything with it yet. As you've been inspired, you've written stuff down. It might not be a lot, but it's something. Maybe it's in your notes app or some random files on your computer. But when the turn of phrase hits, you need to get it down. And you have the proof. You have those ideas and those sparks on the page, but you don't really know what to do with them. When this happens, there's this little part of you that's begging you to take your story seriously, but you're a little nervous to actually commit. Feels like a big deal. And in some ways it is, but it's probably less of a big deal than you think it is. If you have more than a smattering of little writing everywhere, like a full-out manuscript or part of one, hang tight. I've got you in the half sign later. Number 4. You've followed a few writers on social media, joined a memoir Facebook group maybe started poking around on editor websites. Maybe you even searched for the term memoir podcast, and now you're right here with me. However it looks, you're starting to dip your toes into the online writing community. Maybe you're a little overwhelmed at the vast array of resources. Whatever it is, you're slowly starting to find your people. And here's the truth about any kind of writing. Community matters. You need other people. Writing is a solitary activity, but it doesn't have to be isolating or lonely. And your subconscious is starting to reach out and make those connections with other people and other resources. Number 5, when you let yourself, you picture yourself sharing your story with other people. Maybe you're on stages, at a book signing table, out celebrating this version of you who has a published book. You might not have gotten to this particular stage yet, but it's a fun one. You're starting to envision what happens after you write the book, after you've published it. You're starting to imagine it on bookshelves. That part of you that's taking yourself seriously is getting a little bit louder, and you're starting to listen. It's okay if this particular sign of sign 5 isn't one that you've experienced yet, but if you have, I really want you to pay attention to it. And now here's our half sign, 5.5 signs. This is a little last half. If you are a writer who has a partial or full manuscript and is feeling like you're in too deep and don't know how to dig yourself out of what you see as a total mess, listen up. I have helped so many writers just like you. Remember why you started. Remember that version of you who was brave enough to start it all and write all those words, who's brave enough to show up and write and rewrite and remember and relive and craft a story. What does that past version of you need from you right now? Maybe she needs you to take a beat and stop spiraling. This can look like taking a bit of time away from your manuscript. I highly, highly recommend that sometimes, especially when you're getting too much in your head. That is a way of nurturing your writing life, is by giving your brain some space. Maybe this past version of you needs you to buck up and find an editor. You don't know what you don't know. You've gone as far as you can on your own, and you need some help. Maybe this past version needs you to go back and revisit your favorite parts. Remember why you love this. Remember why you feel like you're good at it, because there's some stuff that you've written that is really, really good. Whatever it is, I want you to remember why you started in the first place. Your work is not pointless. All of these words that you've put onto the page, they matter, even if they're messy. Your efforts are not wasted. You are just lost in the trees right now, unable to see the forest. And I've got you. I've got you. You're going to be just fine, I promise. Right now, remember why you started and ask yourself what that past version of you needs from you right now. So, here are 5 signs. I'll repeat them for you. You can't stop thinking about your memoir or the idea of writing it. You are far enough out from your experience to notice the message and the mess. You're not hurting so much anymore. Number 3, you have a smattering of files on your computer or in your notes app with writing. When the inspiration strikes, you get the words out, but you might not have done anything with it yet. 4, you followed a few writers on social media, maybe joined a memoir Facebook group, maybe you've started poking around on editors' websites. You've started to build community. However small, you've started to reach out and immerse yourself, dip your toes into the online writing community. Number 5, when you let yourself, you picture yourself sharing your story with other people. You are starting to imagine what happens when you publish the book. You're starting to envision this future version of yourself who has done what you want to do. And it feels awesome. And then our little half sign for my dear writers who are in over their heads with thousands and thousands and thousands of words, like over 100,000 words, all the words that you don't know what to do with. This is for you. Remember why you started. That's for you. So, what do you do when you notice these signs that you're ready to write your memoir? It can be a little intimidating. I get it. I have felt that before. You can kind of feel, what do I do now? First things first, I want you to trust yourself. If there's one thing that I want to gift writers as an editor, it's that you can trust yourself and what you want from your writing life. You can trust your story. You can trust your desire. Trust yourself. And then next, I want you to look for support. This is going to be key. Finding a writing group, starting an Instagram account for just your writing so that you can find other writers. Maybe you invest in a course, reach out to an editor. Start to build pillars in your life that can support your writing when your own mindset starts to flag. Because when you are supported, you're much more likely to move forward and much less likely to give up. Writing is a super marathon. It's an ultra marathon. You're going to get tired. You're going to start to flag. So you need to make sure that you build in the support systems that are going to keep you going when your motivation, when your belief in yourself starts to dip. And now I want you to dive into your writing. You notice these signs, act on it. Maybe that's pulling all of those notes and random documents into one file that's easy to find and jump into. Maybe it's scheduling writing time into your calendar. Maybe it's outlining and building out a foundation for your memoir to keep you grounded before you actually get into the words. Maybe it's time to start your revisions and edits if you have a full manuscript. Or like I said earlier, taking a break. If you are too much in your own head and your own words, that's going to do so much good for your writing. Like I'm talking 2, 3, 4 weeks, that kind of break. Whatever it is, I want you to start thinking of yourself as a writer and then to start acting like one. If you want to be a writer, you can be a writer, so start acting like it. And I'm not going to leave you hanging at the end of this episode. I have some resources to help you figure out what you actually want to do and what you actually need to do next. First off, I have a free mini masterclass called Should I Write a Memoir? And it's inside my brand new writing community. I'm calling it the Memoir Hub. It's completely outside of social media so that we don't get distracted by the algorithm. It is just the most lovely space. And I'll include the link in the show notes. You can find the mini masterclass here. In less than an hour, I will take you through 3 myths of memoir writing and what my job with writers actually involves, at least at the very beginning, and this is going to surprise you. Again, I will include the link to sign up for this and join this free writing community in the show notes. Second, I have my workshop identity. I ran this workshop live at the beginning of 2024. I have a 10-day integration practice that follows. This is an immersive workshop that will help you reset and realign your writing life. This workshop comes with an amazing workbook to help you implement what you learn right away. Right now, this experience is just $25, like highway robbery price, friend. But soon it's going to go up to $47, which is still a pretty dang amazing deal. But if you know that you want it, grab it for $25 before it jumps up. I want you to succeed. I want you to feel amazing about your writing. I want you to feel like a writer. I want you to feel amazing about your story. And as an editor, supporting writers in this way is such a gift. It's such a sacred place, and it's so much fun. So let me know if any of these signs are showing up in your life. I will repeat them one more time so we don't forget what they are. You can't stop thinking about it. You're far enough out from your experience to notice the message in the mess. You have a smattering of writing that you've already worked on, but it's kind of scattered. You've started building a writing community with following writers, joining a Facebook group, poking around on editor websites, and you can start to picture yourself sharing your story with other people. And then finally, if you are a writer who is in the weeds of writing and feeling completely lost, remember why you started. That's just for you. I love to know what has come up for you in this episode and what your next step is going to be. Please let me know if you go through the Should I Write a Memoir mini masterclass. It is one of my favorite free resources I've ever made, and I cannot wait for you to experience that. Thank you so much for showing up. You've got this. You've got this, friend. I've got you. You're not doing this alone. I am going to provide you every ounce of support that you need. You can do this, I promise. So take a breath, start writing, and I'll see you next time. You've just listened to an episode of the Memoir Method Podcast. The Memoir Method Podcast is presented by Bookish Edits. If you liked what you heard, the best way to support the show is to subscribe through your preferred podcast player. And if you're feeling especially inspired, I'd love it if you left a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Leaving a review really does help other readers and writers like yourself find the show. If you want to continue the conversation, you can find me on my website at bookishedits.com or on Instagram at bookish.editor. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next time. And remember that you have a story that matters.